Hello.
There's no time for pleasantries, said Dougal. You're late. We've got a lot to do and you're late. If you were in a union, I'd sack you. Now pull yourself together and concentrate on the working hand. Really, you're pathetic.
I'm going home.
Oh, dear. Now I've hurt his feelings. Oh, come back. I apologise.
Humbly?
Yes, humbly.
Then I shall return, said Brian.
Well, I'm glad we've sorted that out, said Dougal. And he and Brian got down to the work in hand, making a film. Brian was the camera carrier. Now hold it steady, said Dougal. Freeze. Brian froze, and Dougal went to look for his star actress. She arrived.
Hello, Dougal, said Florence. Oh, I'm so excited. Me, a film star.
Hello, Brian. I am a camera, said Brian.
Now, are we all ready? Said Dougal. We must get started.
Aye, aye, Antonioni, said Brian.
This is going to be the greatest picture ever made, said Dougal, modestly. This will make Ben-Hur look like an advertisement for Turkish Delight. This will make Ken Russell spit with jealousy. Take one. And Dougal started to make his epic film. He consulted his script. He chose the best locations. What was it to be? Treasure Island, in Dougal vision. Florence acted her first scene, and Dylan arrived.
I hear you're making a film, he said.
I'm trying to, said Dougal patiently, but you've just walked in and ruined the first scene.
I don't want to worry you, said Dylan, but look.
Indians? I didn't order Indians.
Come out, said Florence.
Wasn't I good? Said Ermyntrude, appearing. Oh, joy, joy! I'm a film star! A film star!
Dougal sighed. I wonder if this ever happened to Eisenstein, he thought.
Let's get on, then, said Brian.
Right, said Dougal. Underwater, close-up of shark.
What?
Shrieked Brian.
Come back, you coward!
I'm a film star! Film star!
Camera! Shouted Dougal.
I'm not filming no sharks, said Brian.
Oh, all right, said Dougal. We'll have some man-eating butterflies instead. Really? Really? Hello? Where's my leading lady?
I'm here, shouted Florence, and I've found the treasure.
How exciting, breathed Florence. Captain Cook's treasure.
Now, wait a minute, said Dougal. Wait a minute. What's the use of doing the treasure scene without the camera?
Really? Why does everyone have to be so stupid?
Knew that would happen, said Florence.
I knew that would happen, said Dougal.
What's in there, Dougal? Said Florence.
Treasure, said Dougal. It was a large lump of sugar. And I'll trouble you all to keep your thieving hands off it.
Zebedee arrived.
Any room in your film for a little one? He asked.
I've gone off the whole idea, said Dougal. I think I'll go to the pictures instead.
Florence arrived at the roundabout and met Mr. Rusty.
Hello, he said.
Hello, Mr. Rusty, said Florence.
Oh, I do like your hair, said Mr. Rusty.
Have you had it done?
Yes, said Florence. A little.
Well, it's very nice, said Mr. Rusty. Is that what they call a bob? Bobs were very popular when I was a lad.
Zebedee arrived.
Hello, you, said Florence.
Hello, said Zebedee.
Look.
Well, What a coincidence, said Mr. Rusty. A walking stick, just like mine. And he gave the stick to Florence. Don't forget to twirl it, he said. So Florence twirled it. Shall we go? Said Zebedee. Why not? Said Florence. In the garden, Florence found more walking sticks. So she did a lot of twirling. And so did Zebedee. Nothing like a good twirl, said Zebedee, twirling. What are you doing, Dougal?
Fishing.
Now, that's not true, Dougal, said Florence. Oh, all right, said Dougal. I'm watering these canes.
Watering?
Watering. Well, you see, it's my crop of sugar cane, and I don't want them wilting, do I? This is my special watering machine. Stops them wilting. There's nothing worse than a wilting cane, that's what I always say. Hello? What's this? You've picked one, you vandal. Oh, you fiends. And you, how many have you got? Don't attempt to deny it. Come on, empty your pockets. Turn round. Oh. If I plant myself, will you water me, dear heart? Said Ermyntrude. Oh, get off, said Dougal. Vandalism. Typical. Florence and Zebedee tried to explain to Dougal. And Mr. McHenry came in. What do you think you're doing? Asked Dougal. This is a private watering machine, I'll have you know. Whatever next? I don't know. First vandalism, then mad gardeners. Mr. McHenry apologized. I got carried away, he said.
Someone ought to carry you away, muttered Dougal.
Florence asked Zebedee if she could have a sugar walking stick. I've never tried a sugar walking stick, she said.
Oh, there you are, said Dougal. Go on, have a lick. It's raspberry flavour, my favourite.
Florence had a lick.
Oh, it's lovely, she said.
Naturally, said Dougal. Excuse me, please.
Plant it, said Zebedee. So Florence planted it. You can eat it later, said Zebedee. When it grows bigger, said Florence, a walking stick as big as a tree.
I don't know about walking sticks, said Ermyntrude. What about some sugar turnips?
Or sugar carrots?
I'd look a sight walking down Piccadilly with a sugar carrot, wouldn't I?
Really?
Lovely, said Florence. What was that for?
I thought we'd have a bicycle race, said Zebedee.
Oh, good, said Florence. Mr. Rusty was arranging things. Who's racing? Asked Florence.
Who do you think? Said Zebedee.
What have you come as, snail? Said Dougal.
I shall win, said Brian.
Pardon me while I have a little giggle, said Dougal.
On your marks, please.
Ermyntrude and Dylan were also taking part. Ready? Said Mr. Rusty. How exciting, said Florence.
How exciting.
Dylan was soon exhausted.
Ah!
country, ma'am, said Dylan.
What are you doing up there, little rabbit?
I reckon it's like, safer and not so tiring, ma'am.
Funny fellow. Here we go again. What was that?
It was me.
Well, lying on the ground won't win the race, dear heart, said Ermyntrude.
Dougal put his brakes on.
I'm not sure he knows what he's doing, said Brian.
Well, I can't stop here chatting to you, said Ermyntrude. I must get on with the race and win. Win!
Crazy.
Brian remounted. No, hang about. Dougal, meanwhile, raced on, hotly pursued by Ermyntrude.
Am I all right for Silverstone?
Brian, you've won, said Florence.
And Mr. Rusty announced the winner.
I have a feeling there's going to be, like, trouble about this.
Calling all competitors. Calling all competitors. Please come in now. Your time is up.
Well, something's up, dear heart, but I'm not quite sure what.
Mr. Rusty and Florence applauded Brian, and Florence gave him the winner's wreath.
Hello. Do you mean to tell me, said Dougal, that that pathetic little moppet came in first? He couldn't beat an egg.
Here, Dougal. Consolation prize.
Thank you. Couldn't beat an egg.
Florence was waiting for Zebedee. He arrived.
Hello, Zebedee, said Florence.
Hello, Florence, said Zebedee. Shall we go? Why not, said Florence. In the garden, Ermyntrude had come to visit Dougal at his antique shop.
I hope you've come to buy, said Dougal.
Buy? Said Ermyntrude.
Yes, buy, said Dougal. That's what a shop is for.
Dougal's antique shop wasn't what you might call ordinary.
Stop it. Stop it, you fools.
Oh, dear. There was one thing in Dougal's shop which was marvellous. An old cannon.
My best piece, said Dougal. Only £5,473 to you.
Including VAT, of course.
Is it old?
Said Ermyntrude.
Old?
Shrieked Dougal.
It was used by Napoleon.
What for, dear heart? Said Ermyntrude.
But before Dougal could answer, the cannon got very agitated.
Napoleon?
It boomed.
Absolute rubbish! I'm a British cannon. British! To the core!
Oh.
I think you've upset it, dear dog, said Ermyntrude.
Oh, fiddle-dee-dee, said Dougal.
But it's pointing at me, said Ermyntrude.
Oh, really, said Dougal. But he decided to move the cannon, just in case. And he gave it a bit of a dust. Just to calm it down.
Don't do that, you absolute bounder!
Roared the cannon.
We Kennons hate being dusted. It's so humiliating. And it makes us sneeze.
Was that absolutely necessary? Said Dougal, icily.
Hello, said Brian.
Now don't you start, said Dougal.
Never point guns at people, said Brian. It's dangerous.
What about pointing them at snails, said Dougal, evilly, loading the gun with a piece of sugar. Florence arrived.
Stand back, said Dougal.
Who did that? What absolute cad did that? Bounder!
Excuse me, said Dougal. No good will come of this, said Brian.
What? They've done it again. Someone's going to be court-martialed for this.
Oh, go off, said Dougal, giggling.
What's the army coming to?
I don't think it's very happy, said Florence.
I don't see why not, said Dougal. It's got a lump of sugar, which is more than I have.
And there's no war on.
Well, not here, anyway.
No war on! No war on! Great balls of fire!
Oh, dear, said Florence.
Did it go off?
Said Ermyntrude, trembling. Very off, said Brian.
Well, that's that, said Florence. Oh, dear, I'll never be promoted now. Still a lance corporal. How humiliating.
Florence called to Zebedee, who arrived. Oh, there you are, said Florence.
Yes, here I am, said Zebedee. Shall we go?
Why not, said Florence. In the garden, the train seemed very agitated.
My dear, she said,
puffing away like anything.
The gains on we've had here. I can hardly get my breath back.
And she told Florence a gang had appeared and broken everything and then had run away making a lot of noise.
It left me all of a tremble, I can tell you, said the train, trembling.
Gracious, said Florence.
You can say that again, said the train.
Gracious, said Florence. Florence untied Ermyntrude. Gracious, said Florence again.
Thank you, dear heart, said Ermyntrude. The trouble we've had here today, rustlers, you know, wicked things who like stealing cows.
Gracious. But help was at hand.
Now, what seems to be the trouble here?
Said Dougal.
Rustlers, my dear, said Ermyntrude. I've been molested.
Tied up, said Florence.
Hoof and foot, said Ermyntrude. It won't do.
Well, now, which way did the ornery coyotes go?
The what? Said Florence.
I never keep this up. Oh, I'll get a sore throat.
Well, what are you going to do?
Said Ermyntrude, with some heat.
Do? Said Dougal. Well, how many were there?
Hundreds, said Florence.
Hundreds? Well, in that case, I'm handing in me badge. I'm not daft. Catch me rounding up 100 desperate criminals.
Were they armed?
Yes, 2 each.
No, I mean, did they have guns and knives and things?
I don't know.
Yes, they did.
Well, in that case, I think I'll pop home and put the kettle on. Stay around here. You never know who you might meet. Do you?
Hello, all, said Brian, arriving. I hear you've been having a little trouble. Is that right?
Nothing like the trouble we've got now you've arrived, said Dougal.
Now, don't be like that,
said Brian. I can be a great help in time of stress. I've had a lot of experience.
With rustlers?
He's off his head. He wouldn't know a rustler if it fell on him. Oh, you pathetic little clump. Leave this to the expert, namely me, who single-pawed outwitted the shepherd's bush mob, the ones that set fire to Hector's house. I'll get 'em. Go get 'em, Sheriff!
No, don't rush me, boy. Rush me, boy.
Run for your lives, it's a lion! London's burning, the dam's burst, women and dogs first! Now, Dougal, don't get confused. And Ermyntrude laughed like anything.
If there's one thing I hate, said Dougal slowly.
Yes, said Florence.
It's silly jokers, said Dougal.
Now, I can take a joke. I can take a joke with the best. But there are jokes and jokes.
Dougal was listening.
What are you listening for?
Said Brian.
Quiet, said Dougal.
Yeah, should be right. Yes. Just here, I think. Yes.
Brian listened.
Oh, get up, said Dougal.
I'm listening, said Brian.
What are we listening for?
Worms, said Dougal.
Eek, said Brian.
Oh, come back, said Dougal. Buffoon.
I'm not overly fond of worms, said Brian.
Here we are, said Dougal.
Eek, said Brian.
This made Dougal furious.
Will you stop shouting eek, he said. Really?
I'm sorry, said Brian. It's just that worms make my ears go cold. I don't know why. Dougal explained that he was, in fact, looking for gold, with the aid of his gold-detecting machine.
Eek!
The machine stopped. It had found something.
Found something?
Said Brian.
Now, don't start asking silly questions, said Dougal. Yes, I think this is the place.
The place to start the mine.
Mine? Said Brian.
Yours, surely.
Oh, get off, said Dougal. And he prepared to dig.
Get my helmet, said Dougal.
Oh, yes, sir. Hang on a minute, sir, said Brian. Dougal dug. Brian brought the helmet and gave it to Dougal.
Right, here we go, said Dougal.
All right, sir.
Perfectly, said Dougal. I appear to have stumbled on an underground cave. Interesting.
Are there any snakes? Said Brian, innocently.
Dougal didn't wait to find out.
I've decided, he said, to let you have the first look.
You're too kind, said Brian.
Hello, snakes. Snakies.
No
snakes.
That's a relief, said Dougal.
Oh!
Brian and Dougal decided the cave was no longer a very safe place. So they left.
Hello, world, said Brian.
I'm not going down there again, said Dougal.
But what about the gold?
You can have it, said Dougal. It is all yours. Florence arrived.
Oh, I like your hat, Dougal, she said.
Thank you, said Dougal.
Don't go too far that way. There's a hole there. A bit of a hole.
A hole, said Florence. How lovely. And she called Zebedee. Yes, he said. A hole, said Florence. A hole? Said Zebedee. A hole, they said. How exciting, said Zebedee. An actual hole.
Someone's being slightly sarcastic, said Dougal. Evening all.
Zebedee arrived at the roundabout. And so did Florence, hurrying because she was a bit late.
You're late, said Zebedee.
Only a little, said Florence.
Just like a woman, said Zebedee.
Oh, you, said Florence. That'll fix her. No parking, indeed. Bring your own meter. That's what I say. The traffic warden came along.
Mm-hmm. Dougal's car. Good boy.
Still? Mm.
Still 2 hours to go on the meter.
Good boy.
Good lad.
Oh, Dougal's car, thought Florence. I wonder where he is. And she sat down to wait.
Can I park there? Said Mr. McHenry. Certainly not, said Ermyntrude. The very idea. Parking only on meters.
So Mr. McHenry went to find a meter.
Not about, is she? Muttered Dougal.
Who? Said Florence.
That vicious, heartless traffic wardeness, said Dougal. The scourge of the jet set.
I haven't seen her, said Florence.
You're lucky, said Dougal. She's making my life a misery. Can't park anywhere.
But you're on a meter, said Florence.
Meter? Said Dougal. What meter? There's no meter. Meter? Don't know what you're talking about. There is no meter. Meter?
Oh, I thought there was a meter, said Florence.
Ready? Excuse me. Now there's a meter here, said Ermyntrude.
Oh.
Well, there was one.
Oh, Ermyntrude, dear. Perhaps you need a little help.
Or glasses, said Mr. McHenry.
We have as much fun as people, don't we? Said Dougal.
This'll do, he said. Out you get.
I'll just have a look round. Florence got out. Thank you, Dougal, she said.
Diabolically cunning. That'll show her, the fiend. Oh, I saw that, said Brian. Oh, how wicked.
I don't know what you mean, said Dougal, haughtily.
Saw what, you potty little clump?
Oh, said Brian. Ermyntrude was a little sad. She hadn't given anyone a parking ticket all day.
Oh, dear, she sighed.
Dougal, shouted Florence, I think you're in trouble.
Trouble? Said Dougal. What do you mean, trouble?
Parking, said Florence.
Parking?
Parking. Ermyntrude gave Dougal a ticket.
What?
Please pay fine of £45,000 or go to prison for 20 years, read Florence.
But I've got a meter, said Dougal. I'm a legitimate parker. I'm legal. Get up, you fool. You can't do this.
Want a bet? Zebedee arrived at the roundabout, where Florence was waiting,
with a camera.
Going to take a few snaps, said Zebedee.
Yes, said Florence.
Dougal, of course, was fully prepared. He'd provided himself with an all-purpose, fully transistorized, stereophonic, all-seeing, three-dimensional, twin-lensed camera.
Who is this Lord Snowden? He muttered. I'll show him.
Going fishing? Said Brian.
Oh, I'll do that snail a mischief one day.
Dr. Livingston, I presume? Said Brian.
This is a camera, said Dougal, pompously.
Does it work? Said Brian.
Of course I work, said the camera.
So Brian adopted a few poses.
Don't waste film, said Dougal to the camera.
And Brian rushed off to tell everybody about it. Florence arrived. And Brian told her about Dougal's talking camera. He told Ermyntrude.
Wait till you see it, he said.
But Ermyntrude had her own camera. All-purpose, fully transistorized, etc.
You've got one, said Brian.
It was given to me by a friend, said Ermyntrude coyly. Dear Cecil, such a lovely boy. He said it was fully automatic. All you had to do was pull a knob. Like this.
Oh, not so hard, said the camera.
Sorry, said Ermyntrude.
Oh, I know someone who's going to be very upset about this, said Brian. I mention no names, but he's short, fat and hairy, and he's the only dog with a three-dimensional camera. He is going to be furious.
Oh, fiddly-dee, said Ermyntrude. Come along, dear, let's go and snap something before it gets dark.
Are you sure you wouldn't rather walk?
Said the camera heavily.
No, thank you, said Ermyntrude.
Dougal's camera was getting a little restless.
Come on,
it said.
Oh, all right, said Dougal.
Why have you stopped? Said Dougal. I don't see anything to photograph.
What? What? What?
Where's your camera, Dougal? Asked Florence.
You may well ask, said Dougal. It's gone mad.
Found it? Said Brian.
Oh, don't ask silly questions, said Dougal, hotly. Oh, I don't know why I started all this, he said.
Shall I take your picture, Dougal? Said Florence.
Smile, please.
Dougal did his best. But there was a sudden noise behind a bush.
I've lost my camera, said Ermyntrude.
Oh, I feel faint, said Dougal, fainting.
Fainting won't help, said Ermyntrude.
And Brian, and Ermyntrude, and Florence all looked at Dougal.
Why have you fainted? They asked.
It's the thought of those two cameras on the rampage, said Dougal.
Oh, cameras are harmless, said Florence, showing a picture she'd taken of Ermyntrude.
Harmless, said Dougal. Harmless? You obviously haven't been to the pictures lately.
Oh, that Ken Bustle. I can't watch.
Now, before you say anything, said Dougal, I want you to think very, very carefully.
Oh, said Brian.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
I might have known I'd get no sense out of him, muttered Dougal. And he pulled his caravan towards his car.
Here we go, he said.
Oh. Left the keys in the caravan.
Oh, dear.
Really? Oh, I don't know. Really?
Florence was waiting for Zebedee. Hello, he said. I've been waiting for you, said Florence.
Not long, I hope, said Zebedee.
I got held up in the, traffic.
Excuses, excuses, said Florence.
Dougal was applying science to the art of caravanning.
Yes, that should hold it, I think.
He went to get his keys. I think I've got it wrong somehow.
Cast off forward. Cast off aft. And away we go.
No.
I said away we go.
Having
trouble, dear?
You could put it like that, said Dougal, grittily. Give us a push.
With pleasure, dear heart, said Ermyntrude.
And she pushed. And pushed.
How's that?
She asked.
Lovely, said Dougal, apart from the fact that I'm not moving.
Oh, you want to move, said Ermyntrude.
How's that, dear?
You know, I do have my uses.
I think I'll stay here, sighed Dougal.
I've come to give you another push, said Ermyntrude.
Ready?
No, said Dougal. I'm all right, thank you.
Are you quite sure? Said Ermyntrude.
I'm absolutely positive, shouted Dougal.
Oh well, said Ermyntrude. It's probably just as well. You know, I do feel a wee bit shaky.
Nothing to what I feel, said Dougal.
Oh, now it's decided to go. Typical.
Florence came along.
Hello, Dougal, she said.
Hello, said Dougal.
Have you ever been in a caravan?
No, said Florence.
Oh, you'll have to move that, said Brian.
What?
Said Dougal.
How can I move it? It's got no wheels.
Exactly, said Brian. You've put a house in our greenbelt.
Oh, I might have known that snail was in town and country planning, said Dougal.
Want a cup of tea?
Yes. Oh, I'm diabolically clever. Now, is everything ready?
Yes.
Then let the experiment begin. I need a victim.
Oh, you've knocked my hat off, said Brian.
You're bald, said Dougal.
Yes, like all snails, said Brian.
Well, I have some great news for you, said Dougal, evilly.
Great news.
Really? Said Brian.
Oh, you're going to be so pleased, said Dougal.
Brian wasn't too sure.
It won't hurt, said Dougal.
So Brian submitted to Dougal's experiment.
Now, have I got it right? Muttered Dougal.
Hey, don't say that, said Brian. My head feels very funny.
Oh dear, said Dougal. I think the mixture was a bit strong.
Hey, who's put the light out?
Squeaked Brian.
Now, I don't want you to panic, said Dougal.
You don't want me to what?
Said Brian, panicking.
Florence arrived.
Help!
Said Brian. Who are you? Said Florence.
Brian! Shrieked Brian. I've been got at!
Yes, you have, said Florence, trying not to laugh. I didn't recognize you without your hat. And she got it and put it on for Brian.
Thank you, said Brian.
Ermyntrude arrived at Dougal's experimental establishment.
You don't happen to have a pair of scissors about you by any chance? Asked Brian.
Good heavens, a woolly caterpillar.
I'm not a woolly caterpillar.
Aren't you, dear?
No, I'm Brian.
Ermyntrude thought.
You know, I've always fancied myself with hair.
This is going to be tricky.
Hurry, dear.
Hurry? You can't hurry science. If you want hair, you'll have to be patient.
As you say, dear.
Now, let me see. Yes, he should be about done. Let's have a look. Ermyntrude was revealed in all her glory. And Dougal decided that discretion was the better part of valour. Want some sugar, Dougal? Said Florence.
I'm not Dougal, I'm Ermyntrude, said Ermyntrude,
rather proudly. Florence called Zebedee, who arrived.
Look, said Florence. Do something.
Zebedee examined the evidence. I see, he muttered. Brian and Ermyntrude met.
Can't see your face, dear thing.
Allow me.
I think I might be in a spot of bother, muttered Dougal.
What do you mean by it? Said Zebedee sternly.
And he poured some of his special mixture on Dougal's head.
No, I'm hairy enough. Stop it. No, get off.
That'll teach him, said Zebedee. Dougal tried hard to rub the mixture off on some leaves, but it was no good.
Oh, dear.
Zebedee sprayed Brian and Ermyntrude with his mixture, and they were back to normal. Dougal wasn't.
How humiliating, he said. Oh, I feel like a rabbit.
And he went back to his laboratory for some of his own medicine. Would you like a piece of sugar, Dougal? Said Florence.
I could do with something, said Dougal. It's been a harrowing day.
Oh, your hair. Shouldn't it be a little longer?
Mr. Rusty met Florence at the roundabout and told her, if she went to the garden, to look out for a carpet.
About this big, he said, and very, very special.
Oh, said Florence. Zebedee arrived.
All ready to go? He asked.
Ready, said Florence.
Come on then, said Zebedee. All right, said Florence.
Dougal! Somebody coming, thought Dougal.
Now, who can it be?
Dougal!
Miss Pert, watch it.
Hello, Dougal, said Florence.
Hello, said Dougal. How nice of you to come and see me. Lovely day.
I think it might rain. Hadn't you better go home? You'll get soaked. You'll get very wet.
Your hair will be all draggly. You'll look awful.
Dougal, it's a lovely day, said Florence.
Yes, but the forecast very bad. Typhoons, I think they said, with snow and fog. Eek. Oh, no, what? Get up. Oh, quiet, you fool. Quiet. Oh, ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, I feel like a sausage roll.
What's happening? Said Brian. I think Dougal's got a flying carpet, said Florence.
Oh, the things I let myself in for. Hey, oh, hi, oh, oh. Oh, 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 come in, number three, your time is up. Oh, 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 dear, oh, 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 come back, Dougal. I think he's in orbit, said Brian. Oh, 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 put me down, you demented Axminster, you. Dougal, that was very good, said Florence. I feel slightly sick, said Dougal. What made it do that? Magic? Oh, just a carpet. I'm not so sure, Dougal, said Florence. Watch. Good gracious, said Dougal. It eats sugar. A cannibal carpet. We'll all be chewed up in its warp and weft. You see, you see. Can I have a go? Said Brian. But the carpet disappeared. Just our luck, said Dougal. It doesn't like snails. Typical.
Get me the government.
Mr. Rusty's phone rang.
Is that the government? Look, I've got very important news. I've struck it. Rich.
Mr. Rusty got rather confused.
Which government did you want? He asked, uneasily.
How many governments have we got? Shrieked Dougal. I've struck oil, and I want them to know.
I see, yes. You've struck oil, and you want them to know. I wonder who that is.
Now, have you got that, government?
Yes, thank you, said Mr. Rusty. Now, I wonder what all that was about. And when Florence arrived, he told her all about it.
Dougal says he struck oil, which is very lucky, because I want some for me lamp. Would you take it and get some for me, please?
Florence said she would be delighted. And when Zebedee arrived, she told him about Dougal striking oil and how she was taking Mr. Rusty's lamp to be filled.
Sounds very interesting, said Zebedee. Shall we go?
Yes, just here, I think. Yes, just put a marker up. Make sure no fool comes along and plants anything.
Hello, old digger, said Brian.
I trust you are not staying long, said Dougal. I have government officials calling soon, and I don't want them tripping over snails.
I won't get in the way.
You're always in the way. And this is a private oil field.
Oil field?
You heard, said Dougal. You haven't got cloth ears.
I say, this is very exciting, said Brian. I'll be rich. Rich.
What do you mean you'll be rich?
Shrieked Dougal. Oh, dear, we pioneers have an awful lot to put up with.
I'll be a typhoon, said Brian.
What's happening? Said Ermyntrude.
It's an oil field, said Brian. We're all going to be filthy rich, especially me. I shall be a snailionaire, and I shall retire from public life. I shall buy a yacht and a lot of toffees and have me shell painted.
Goodness, exclaimed Ermyntrude. And she got very excited at the thought of being rich.
Mmm!
Dougal, meanwhile, was preparing his pipeline. Any moment now, he thought, someone's going to mention pollution.
Dougal, called Florence.
Now, don't tell me about pollution, said Dougal. I know all about pollution, and I'm against it. More or less.
I don't know what you're talking about, said Florence. I just need some oil.
Are you from the government? Said Dougal. I'm expecting a deputation.
No, I'm from Mr. Rusty, said Florence.
Well, doesn't the government know? Said Dougal, faintly. Do you mean to say I've built all this for nothing?
Ermyntrude and Brian got a bit worried.
Where's the oil?
Said Ermyntrude. I'll have a look, said Brian.
See any?
No!
Dougal was quite overcome by it all.
Thank you very much, he said. That's made me feel a little bit better.
Hey, where's all the oil then?
You'll have to find it yourself, said Dougal. I've been let down by the government. I'm exhausted. I'm a husk.
Dougal was thinking about standing for Parliament.
The people will vote for me, he mused. My campaign is irresistible.
Vote for Dougal!
What a pretty face.
Mr. Rusty wanted to know what was going on.
I'm entering Parliament, said Dougal.
Parliament?
Yes.
Roadhog?
Shouted Brian.
I wonder how this thing stops, thought Dougal.
I wonder if he knows how to stop, thought Brian.
Stop!
He shouted.
I can't!
Shrieked Dougal. Florence called to Zebedee, who arrived.
Like my hair, she said. I've had it done. It's different.
It's lovely, said Zebedee.
Lovely.
I'd better go and show Dougal, said Florence. So she went. Where's Dougal? She asked Brian. And why are you up a tree? Ah, and now the two questions are related, said Brian. Oh, come down, said Florence. You might fall.
Me? Said Brian. The Tarzan of the snaily world.
Do you like my hair?
Lovely.
Excuse me.
What are you doing, Dougal?
Said Florence.
You'll see, said Dougal.
He's dotty, said Brian.
But then, that's a well-known fact.
Zebedee arrived. What's happening? He asked. And they told him that Dougal was rushing around as usual.
I think he's standing for Parliament, said Brian.
Parliament? Said Zebedee. What as?
As a dog, said Dougal. Then he looked.
What?
He said.
What? What?
Someone had sabotaged his campaign. There were pictures of Ermyntrude everywhere.
Vote for Ermyntrude.
What?
Said Dougal.
What? What is going on?
If I may make so bold, who is that cow representing?
The railway workers, said the train. She's promised us shorter hours, longer tea breaks, and a trip to Crewe every weekend. So there.
Rubbish, shouted Dougal.
What's that, dear heart? Said Ermyntrude.
Don't you like my campaign?
And which party do you represent? Said Dougal.
The Amalgamated Milkers.
Well, may the best man win, said Dougal. And the fight was on. Brian decided to get out of the way, but didn't quite make it.
I take it you are voting for me, said Dougal. I feel I should warn you that if you don't, I shall leap on you and pound you into the ground.
Is that quite ethical? Said Brian.
Florence told Dougal that she would vote for him and gave him a lump of sugar.
Ah, bliss, said Dougal. Would you like to hear my speech? I'm in favour of the four-day week, the three-hour day, the 47-minute hour, and the 32nd minute. This gives me time to do a lot of lying about in the sun and eating.
The lad will go far.